Fanatics, it's Chris Williams here, and I want you to mark your calendars right now, April 3rd and 4th. It's going to be the third annual Forever True Day with our friends from the Iowa State University Foundation. I'm encouraging everyone out there, students, alumni, faculty, friends to the entire state of Iowa, come together and support Cyclone Nation. I'm putting out a challenge to all of our listeners again. We made an incredible impact for students at Iowa State University last year, and I'm challenging you to do it again. It's coming up on April 3rd and 4th. You can find out more at forevertrueday.com. Whether you're looking for manufactured or natural stone to accent or update your exterior or interior project of any size, Centurion Stone of Iowa offers a variety of styles, patterns, and colors for every need. Centurion Stone, our own manufactured stone product, has the look and feel of natural stone and is available in over 200 color and pattern combinations. We also provide natural stone for interior and exterior projects. Our Des Moines and Omaha locations are open daily. Browse our wide variety of product samples with our helpful staff. They'll answer any questions that you have. Check us out on the web at CenturionStoneOfIowa.com.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Hello, welcome to Post Game here on Cyclone Fanatic. My name is Chris Williams, joined by the grizzled veteran Rob Gray. Iowa State loses on the road to Kansas State 65-58. Coming up and down game to start as Iowa State got out to a 9-point lead, but it was really all Kansas State the rest of the way. The Cyclones did show some flurries late in the second half to keep that thing respectable. But, Rob, the weird spot here for Iowa State because they go 13-5. They're still in a really good spot to be a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. They'll be the 2 seed in Kansas City next week. We know that for now. Like, all in all, this was a great season. They really have ended it from a win-loss standpoint pretty well, right? They've won, like, what is it, 8 of their last 10 or 8 of 9 of 11, whatever that is. But as we talked about in postgame, we really wanted to see the offense come to life today in Manhattan, and certainly did not see that. That wasn't the case. The turnovers remain an issue, 14 of them today for Iowa State, and they got beat at their own game. Kansas State doubles up their output performance, or with points off turnovers, 20 for the Wildcats today. The Cyclones shoot 43% from the field, 5 of 17 from 3, so everything pretty blah right there. I think that if you're an Iowa State fan and you're pretty concerned about the offense going into the postseason, and I think that's pretty fair because this offense right now, today, looked a lot more like the offense of the last 2 years, I thought, than what we've become accustomed to for most of this season. What did you think?
No, I agree with that. They play the way they played today. I mean, I don't want to be alarmed, but I will say that Kansas State gave them every opportunity to put them away. It's 11-2. Kansas State did not look that engaged, and you let them right back in. And you're really stagnant offensively. A lot of 1-on-1, 7 assists on 22 field goals, forcing a lot of shots. And as you said, the silver lining of this, I think, maybe – you look at Kansas State, they finally had hope. They took the lead. They think, okay, maybe we can win this and make a run in the Big 12 tournament and somehow sneak in the NCAA tournament. That lit a fire under them. Iowa State, meanwhile, just looked listless. But if they come close to playing what to this point of the season has been an A game over the last three weeks maybe. I mean, so
no, the last A game would have been – right, Texas Tech, right? Or maybe even the loss at Houston. I wouldn't give it an A because you lost. But, I mean, I felt like the last – I don't know. Yeah, the last time I felt really good about a win was probably Texas Tech on February 17th, right?
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes they found a way to win all these games is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Today they didn't. And maybe that's just what a team like this needs, to realize that they can't sleepwalk at times. And I don't think they tried to, but I think.
No, they look tired and the offense looks broken and they're not getting those. Like, there were a lot of opportunities today off of a live ball turnover where they just missed an open three, or, you know, you turn it over off of the turnover.
Yep.
I mean, I bet there were three or four of those today. So they're not getting those easy analytical type buckets that they were in the middle of the season.
Yeah, and Kansas State turning the tables is especially surprising, given that's not their MO at all. I mean, they do not turn teams over. They do not score off turnovers. And I would say gift-wrapped, I'd say a minimum of half of them. I mean, just it looked like they'd lost their minds passing right to a Kansas State guy. You're not in the air. You know, that very uncharacteristic performance, and I think a performance that should get their attention, as I said, humble them a little bit. And as you said, though, still a great season. You've set yourself up great for the postseason, and the pieces are still there. Nothing's changed. Just offensively, they're in a funk. They got to figure that out. Because I think most of the time the defensive effort was good. They had to kind of get desperate. So you leave some guys open to get to the rack and that type of stuff. But, you know, end of the world, no, absolutely not. Concerning some of the things they struggled in, especially their own live ball turnovers, I think so, because we have not seen that very often. And that may have been the difference in the game today.
A couple other things, you know, The obvious, so like what's wrong with the offense thing, so we could get into the inside basketball stuff and the scheme and everything, but you know what, really, there's two things that truly stand out to me. One is Pavelecki, Momčilović, really a non-factor as of late. His percentage is way down, and today, just not engaged, goes 0-for-2. You know, he played 22 minutes. Like, that's a really different stat line than what Iowa State was up seen from him early. And then Keyshawn Gilbert is not right. He still played 36 minutes today. He matched Taman Lipsey, so clearly, and Curtis Jones played 35 minutes off the bench. So those guys are basically playing the whole game, those three guards at this point. We've known about Gilbert being dinged up a little bit, and I don't think that you're in a spot now after losing today where you consider resting him in Kansas City. I don't think there's a huge difference in the NCAA tournament between a 2 seed and a 3 seed, other than you're playing a 14 seed or a 15 seed, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like, how badly do you want to be in Omaha? And that's why it's like, that's what could, in my mind, be dictated next week in Kansas City. Right, like, you don't want to get into a scenario where you have to play Baylor and you lose to them if they're that team. You know what I mean? Like, to me, like, so that's what I'm looking forward to next week. It's like, worst case scenario, you drop off the 2 line. The best case scenario is you win one game, you're on the 2 line, and you're guaranteed to be in Omaha. I still think you can be a 3 seed playing in Omaha. I think that's it's a possible thing depending on what happens with everybody else. But like, yeah, I'm watching Gilbert and it's just like, man, that's a guy, if you could sit him, basically give him 2 weeks off. But do you want to do that? Do you want to risk him getting out of, I don't know what the answer is. And I don't even know how serious his injury is or whatever. Clearly it's not that bad because he continues to go out there but he doesn't look like himself, and you can tell he's favoring the one leg. And yeah, I don't know. But I do know the one thing schematically when I'm watching them, they are not attacking like they have. It's a lot of passing around the perimeter, and it's not work. They've got to be more aggressive. And that's something I'm confident between now and next Thursday, they'll address that, and we'll see where it goes. But does that stand out to you too, or is that popping for you?
It does. I mean, particularly Momčilović, you know, as you said, a complete non-factor today, a couple of uncharacteristic turnovers there. I mean, at one point in the game, I don't want to harp on this, but when Iowa State was in control early, it felt like they should have been up 15, not 8, because they weren't turning their life. Kansas State was turning it over a bunch early on, and they weren't converting those into points. And if you've done that, it's a very different game. And as you said, they're not moving the basketball anywhere near the level. I mean, this was perhaps the lowest point in terms of that. I mean, I feel like they've been stagnant at times in some of these recent wins, but not to this extent. Again, no. 7 assists, 22 field goals. Taman was good. He played tough. Only had a couple turnovers, 6 of 13 from the field. No assists. That tells you that, as you said, the offense is broken or was broken today.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. I want to remind you guys, April 3rd and 4th is Forever True Day with our friends from the Iowa State University Foundation. Putting out a challenge to all of you to go to forevertrueday.com and think about this beautiful online day of giving that celebrates philanthropy and Iowa State. Each and every year, I like to give to the marching band, I give to veterinary med, the Ivy College of Business, and more. You can pick out a thing that you're passionate about at Iowa State. That's what's beautiful about this. They take donations of any size. It's really about coming together. You can go learn more about it now. Check it out at forevertrueday.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
7 assists on 22 field goals overall.
Yeah, and I mean, Curtis Jones was really good, though. I think that's another bright spot. He hit big shots when they needed something to keep him in the game or to get him closer. I mean, he's 4 of 10 from 3. The rest of the team's 1 for 7.
He's their best player right now, isn't he?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that he is right now.
I think so, too.
And Taman's not far behind, but there. I thought early on, the way Hassan Ward asserted himself was good, and I thought they could do that a little bit more, but they were just so discombobulated offensively that it looked like they were just, I don't know, like the old hot potato, you know, the ball hits you and it's like, oh, do I want to, I mean, it was just, you know, when we talked to get into the game, Kansas State has continued to be a good defensive team throughout this season, despite their slide, and they continued to do that today and really exposed, I think, the weaknesses we've seen on Iowa State in on the offensive end in, again, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so the scenario, I'm going to pop this thing up, this bracket generator, just real fast to see the opponent, because we know Iowa State will be playing on Thursday night now at 6 o'clock. We know that is happening for sure. The question is who Iowa State will play. Have you done any? The bracket generator is not live right now, unfortunately. The server is down.
No, so I have not looked that far ahead yet.
There was a scenario where Iowa State could play Kansas State again or TCU. There's a lot to be hammered out tonight. Just follow us on social media, and we will continue to update you guys on that. Bloom and I will be doing our podcast tomorrow on Sunday morning at some point, so look out for that. And the wrestling is in first place heading into the semis at Big 12s. The women will play on Monday now at 1:30, and I don't even know their opponent yet because those games have not been it was Oklahoma was winning, so I'm assuming that that's who they're going to play, but we'll deal with all that. There's a lot going on here in the I just moved my studio to my bar for the day to do all these shows. I hope you guys are cool with it. Good stat here from Justin to back up what we were saying, that Milan is 4 of 17 from 3 in the last 5 games. So I've been saying it for 2 weeks that I thought that they looked really tired, and as you kind of noted, Rob, the good thing is they were able to win most of those games, right? Mm-hmm. Even despite all that. And today Just not the case. There wasn't a ton of energy, and you hope that they do get a long week. This is where that double bye really helps, right? I mean, it's a hell of a lot better going Saturday to Thursday than Saturday to Wednesday and staring at the potential of playing four games in Kansas City. So double bye, and we'll be back at it Thursday night, 6 o'clock. I know you're going to get to writing. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your time, man.
Absolutely. Good to see you. Just real quick.
Yeah. What do you got?
I did get the generator to work, I believe. And based on based on what I'm seeing, whether or not Oklahoma or Texas wins, it's not going to matter. Iowa State would play 7 TCU or 10 Kansas State.
Okay.
But as you said, maybe it's been glitchy right now. But that's just what I'm seeing, just as a final thought.
It'll be Cyclones versus Purple coming up on Thursday night. Somebody will play. Yeah, Texas did end up winning. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. So, yeah. All right. We will keep you guys updated. Bloom and I will have our normal Sunday pod coming up tomorrow. Thanks for watching here on the Cyclone Fanatic social feeds. For Rob Gray, Aiden Wyatt, my name is Chris Williams here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.